ShareCare, helping you get younger, get guidance, get better care, get smart, get fit. Radio MD presents ShareCare Radio with Daria Long Gillespie, MD.
Hi, welcome to ShareCare Radio. Happy Tuesday, everyone. This is Dr. Daria. Now, remember, if you miss any of today's segments, and we are going to have some great ones, you can find all of them at sharecare.com/radioMD. You can download them there. You can find the podcast and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, too. So let's dive into this week's news of the week. First one was about researchers having found that Americans, no shocker, fall short of the recommended amount of dietary fiber per day. Now, we probably expected that conclusion, but what was interesting was not just that, but that about 35% of the Americans think that they're getting enough fiber, but that you can actually benefit from fiber from a variety of sources. So they said people who get fiber from many sources, both naturally occurring and those fiber that's added in manufacturing, may benefit more than people who limit their intake to a single type. Now, remember, of course, dietary fiber is essential for good health, helping control our cholesterol, blood pressure, glucose, insulin, and even excess weight. So the key takeaway is fiber from any source is good fiber. So don't just look for it in plant-based, but also find it in foods where they have added fiber to increase your chances of making sure that you get enough. Of course, when we think about natural sources, think of veggies, fruits, beans, and then also look at for manufacturing added ones such as cereals, yogurt even, and pasta. So moving on from fiber to protein, and that's about the role of algae. We usually think of algae as that stuff in the water that you may not actually want to touch, but algae is evolving. It's becoming really a new alternative protein, and consumers are enjoying it in crackers, snack bars, cereals, and breads. So some food technologists consider algae, quinoa, and legumes as strong alternatives to meat consumption, that they actually may help lower our meat intake, reduce waste from cattle and livestock, and help feed a world's growing population. Now, algae actually contains 63% protein, 15% fiber. I would never have known it from having seen it. But it's easily digested. It's considered heart healthy, too. And it's found in a lot of ingredients now, ingredient lists for protein shakes, crackers and bars, cereals, sauces, even breads and dressings. So what's a key takeaway? We talk about many times here on the radio show, rethink your protein. There are so many different sources. You can, of course, get them from animal sources, but think of other ones like beans, legumes, quinoa, and algae, the really effective protein alternatives with other health benefits as well. And there's actually more than 1,400 quinoa products on the market, so you can find a lot of those as well. And remember, high in protein, high in fiber, and sustainable alternatives for meat. Now, moving on to a really different topic. On the news recently, you may have heard that the FDA has strengthened an existing warning label in prescription drug labels and over-the-counter drug facts for non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs and how they may increase your risk of a heart attack or stroke. Now, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, we otherwise in medical field call them NSAIDs. And what does that include? So that's prescriptions like Naprosyn, Naproxen, and over-the-counter like Advil or the brand name is Advil, the generic is ibuprofen, another brand name is Motrin. Now, we've seen this before. This is not entirely new. Like I mentioned, this was kind of a pre-existing label already. You may have remembered from about 10, 15 years ago, the medications like Vioxx and Celebrex, which had similar adverse effects in terms of cardiovascular health. And as a result, the FDA changed the labeling on all prescription NSAIDs in 2005. Now, for the new guidelines, they really don't say how much additional risk these medications bring. So I spoke to our chief medical officer here at ShareCare, Dr. Keith Roach, and he was telling me that they estimate that about 1 to 2 people will have a heart attack or stroke for every 1,000 people taking these medications a year. So it's a fairly small number, but it is real. And it's also important to know that people who are taking higher doses or taking these medications every single day are more likely to have a negative event. Now, for the vast majority of people who take these medications as suggested, they will be safe. But we always have to emphasize these are medications. I do see patients very similar. They think something is a natural supplement, so it's safe. Or we think it's over the counter, so it has to be 100% safe. No, these are all indeed medications. They all have benefits, but they all come with some risks. For NSAIDs, some of those side effects also include stomach ulcers or increasing your risk of kidney damage. So what do you do? for everybody, I want them again to know that these are safe when taken as recommended for the vast majority of people. But you want to take the smallest effective dose for the shortest amount of time. You want to be careful with these. Look at the labels. Also, when you're looking at the labels, be very careful. Say you're taking two different brand medications. One of the ways that we see in the ER people taking an overdose of any medication is that they didn't realize that it was in their one brand medication for headache, and then they took another one for a cold and cough and didn't realize that the same medication was in both, and they got a double dose. So always look at the labels to make sure you're not stacking, because that is really how you're going to be at risk for even taking too much. Again, what's a key takeaway? Remember, these are, even the over-the-counter forms, are true medications. They all have side effects. They all have benefits. And you need to always read your label. Take as directed. Take the smallest dose possible. If you do find that you're really having to take this medication daily for a long period of time, that also really means you should have a conversation with your doctor to find out what's going on and if there are other therapies or solutions that you could do. Now, on to a new study that for me as a parent, you know, I'm always worried about what I'm exposing my child to. So we knew about BPA being a chemical in our plastics. According to new studies, two chemicals used to strengthen common household items like plastic wrap and processed food containers have been linked to high blood pressure and diabetes in children. Now, these two new compounds are DINP and DIDP. They were introduced about 10 years ago as safer replacements for another chemical that was felt to have similar effects. So researchers analyzed blood and urine samples from children and adolescents, which showed a significant association between the amount of these chemicals and high blood pressure. They were also associated with insulin resistance, which is a precursor to diabetes. So key takeaway, and it's always really important to pay attention to what's in our environment and what we're putting in our bodies. When you're eating food in plastic containers, the chemicals can go into the food you eat, and consequently that can go into your bloodstream. But there are some steps you can take to protect you and your family's health. So what are those? If food comes in a plastic container, I always put it in a glass container. Glass is inert. It's not likely to have the same chemicals that could leach into my food. So if I need to reheat it, I do so in a glass container. Of course, if you're using it on the stove, then you do a medical one. Don't put plastic containers in the microwave or the dishwasher. I know it's kind of a pain, but you really need to hand wash your plastic containers. And especially as tempting as it may be to reuse a plastic container that you got from takeout or from the deli, they're really not made for reusing because those chemicals can leach. Other alternatives like paper and aluminum wrap instead of plastic wrap can work. And check the bottom of your plastic container for numbers 3, 6, or 7 inside the recycle symbol. These numbers indicate the chemicals were used, that ones we're talking about, in the manufacturing of this product. So again, those numbers 3, 6, or 7, be especially careful. Now, on to our next study. We talked about fiber earlier and how Americans are not getting enough fiber, so it won't be a shock that they're also not eating enough fruits and vegetables. So according to the CDC, 13% of American adults eat enough fruits and only 8% eat enough vegetables. Now, that was a national survey of daily fruit and vegetable intake, and the responses were compared to the nationally recommended guidelines and found that that was obviously a significant deficit from what's recommended. The recommendations are that adults who participate in less than 30 minutes of moderate physical activity per day should consume 1.5 to 2 cups of fruit and 2 to 3 cups of vegetables daily. So everybody do a mental check if you've eaten as much as you should be. And again, more fruits and vegetables increases your intestinal nutrients. It reduces the risk for heart disease, strokes, and some cancers. It can help you manage a healthy weight. It's just so many things you need to eat. Our fruits and vegetables need to get them in our diet as much as we can. You know, really from a policy statement, we need to try to increase our intake for children and encourage them to eat them at school and for adults as well. Add a fruit or vegetable salad to lunch or dinner. Eat raw veggie sticks instead of chips. Carry some dried fruit for snacks and you'll find that you easily are increasing that intake. There you have it, the top health news you'll need to know for this week. For more health news throughout the week, follow me on Twitter at Dr. Daria. Also go to us at Share Care Inc. You can do hashtag Share Care Radio. You're listening to Share Care Radio on Radio MD. Thanks for tuning in and stay well.